This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yeah, Jim, here we are.
Into the new year.
Toward
the end of last year, we kept kind of encouraging people, if they were going to be shopping online and if they were going to be using Amazon, to first go to smile.amazon and register Catholic Radio Indy as their charity. And that way, every time they buy anything on Amazon, Catholic Radio gets a percentage. Want you to know, a lot of people did, and we'll be getting a check. We only get them quarterly, so we won't know for a while. But I know that a lot of people did, and we certainly appreciate that. If you were one of the people that did, you don't have to do anything. Anytime you shop on Amazon, in fact, if you use the same computer that you registered on and try and use Amazon without using Smile, when you get to the checkout, it's going to ask you, do you want to switch over to the very same page you're on at Amazon Smile and support Catholic Radio like you did last time? Mm-hmm. It really does that for you.
So it does.
It's that easy, but you need to set it up one time, and you can start that with a trip to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. You'll see a Amazon logo there, and you can click on it and register your card that way, or you can go directly to Amazon.smile and do it that way. It doesn't matter either way, but remember to use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy.
Yes, and if you are on the Facebook platform, so are we, the official Catholic Radio Indy page. So go there and follow us there, and you can. We do try to push out things that we're doing here in the studio or even in the community, live remotes, guests. So we get a lot of good stuff going on there, see what we're doing. We got over 800 followers, and that number just keeps growing. So thanks for everybody that's there with us on Facebook. Okay, well, today we are going to be talking about a very serious topic, but we can also be joyful because this organization is really making a difference. And we're January is actually recognized as Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and we have in the studio with us Kelly Leeper. She is the Director of Communications and Development from a Central Indiana ministry called Ascent 121. So welcome to Faith in Action, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
And Kelly's been here before. I think she was here last year, just new on the job as the development director and marketing director. But before we get started, you have a movie premiere coming up just right around the corner, January 30th. The movie's called The Ring of Silence. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it is going to be on January 30th from 6 to 8 at St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And it's about a teenage girl who falls in love with a sweet, charming stranger and soon finds that that relationship changes.
Yeah, he's not a nice guy, right?
He's not so much of a nice guy. And so she gets manipulated and coerced and forced into a trafficking situation. And so it's being held at St. Luke's. We're very grateful for them sponsoring us to be able to have it there. It's from 6 to 8 on January 30th, and we hope everybody can come.
So do people need to get tickets for that, or do they, how do you do that since we're talking about it?
Yes. So thanks for asking. So you can go to our website and get the details if you go to the upcoming events page. Mm-hmm. And it is a free event for the public. We're asking for a $5 donation per person. That would be great if people could do that. But it is free, and we're just asking for people to RSVP so we have an idea of how many people are coming so we set up the room appropriately.
Okay, so that's at St. Luke's Methodist Church here in Indianapolis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that's January 30th, Ring of Silence movie premiere. Okay,
yes.
So what is human trafficking? I mean, how is that defined, and is there different types? Or,
well, so there's sex trafficking, mm-hmm. and labor trafficking,
okay.
As part of human trafficking.
Okay.
Ascent 121 works with teen survivors of sex trafficking.
Okay.
If we were to have a case of labor trafficking that we had found out about, we would refer that to a partner. But sex trafficking is the recruiting and harboring or transportation or solicitation of a person with the purpose of a commercial sex act in exchange for something of value. And this is induced by force, fraud, or coercion. And it's important to note that if a case involves a minor, somebody who's under 18, you don't have to prove force, fraud, or coercion.
Okay. So now, in this area, okay, now I think there are a lot of misconceptions about this, and I think when we hear human trafficking, I think the first thing I think of is this is a foreign problem, but that's not really the case.
This is true. So that movie Taken with Liam Neeson is what a lot of people think trafficking is. And so this is a huge industry, right?
Right. So it is a foreign problem, but it's also
right. It's happening everywhere. It's a $32 billion worldwide industry.
Ooh, wow.
So, you know, it happens all over the world. That's a misconception that it just happens somewhere else. It does happen here. It happens in cities. It happens in rural areas. It happens in suburban areas. And so that's why awareness is really important, because the more we know and we pay attention, the more kids can be recovered and we can help them. So another situation or misconception is that it's a kidnapping, and some things have shown up more recently in the news too. And maybe that was the case, maybe it wasn't, but I think sometimes the news sensationalizes every kind of awful thing that might happen.
Sure.
With the car is a kidnapping situation, and we don't always know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it doesn't happen, but I think that's a misconception that it happens more than it actually does. And so also, too, people don't realize that the number one trafficker is a family member.
Wow. That's ugly.
So people think it's just strangers. It's actually somebody you know, and most likely. Or somebody that you get to know. Mm-hmm. The number two trafficker is a love interest.
Mm.
Like this situation with the movie of Ring of Silence. It's a love interest, and they start to develop a relationship and trust, and then who you think cares for you and loves you actually changes the rules and
now,
abuses
as far as,
you.
As far as family goes, is that mainly a foreign concept, or does that happen here in the U.S. as well?
It happens here in the U.S. as well.
That's really hard to believe.
Yes.
We're talking with Kelly Leeper. She is the Director of Communications and Development for a Central Indiana ministry called Ascent 121. Now, I want to talk about Ascent 121, the name of that, because I think it's really kind of a beautiful... Mm-hmm. Why do you have that name? Tell us about the name a little bit.
Yes, we're a faith-based organization. So it's actually after Psalm 121, which talks about, where does my strength come from? Does it come from the mountains? No, it actually comes from God who created the mountains and the earth. And so we believe that God has a lot more to do with the restoration of these kids than we do. We walk alongside them, and we are servants and helping to provide hope and healing to these teen survivors. But really, God does the heavy lifting in this work.
That's you pretty much in every ministry, but I can imagine so in that. So talk about a little bit about who is at risk.
Yes.
Because I think that would help our audience get an idea of more of the picture.
Yeah. So what we actually talk about is this is an exploitation of vulnerability.
Okay.
So... you know, what these traffickers do is they learn what's important to this young person. What does this person need? What are they missing in their life? And they take advantage of that and grow trust and then abuse that. So typically what we see is many of these kids have a history of running away. They're homeless. There's some type of abuse happening at home, whether it be drugs or alcohol or sexual or physical abuse. And there typically is a lack of engagement, whether that be both parents are working multiple jobs or working hard. There's a single parent household. Maybe a parent is incarcerated. And so the kids just, you know, aren't probably getting the engagement or attention that they need oftentimes. And poverty plays into this as well. A lack of something, right? A lack of food, a lack of shelter, lack of clothing. Those are all kind of factors that we see that tend to be common in the kids we serve.
Now, does it also occur at the other end of the economic spectrum? I mean, you're talking about poverty, and in situations like that, I mean, you can almost imagine things like that happening. But when you get to middle class and upper class, not that we really have classes, but is that something that occurs all across the spectrum?
It does. It does. And that's kind of a misconception, too, that this only happens to, you know, impoverished families, kids in the inner city. It happens everywhere. It's happening in Westfield and Fishers and Carmel and Zionsville, which tend to be associated typically with, you know, higher incomes.
The good life, right? Mm-hmm. And nothing like that would happen there, right?
Right, but it does.
Your organization, Ascent 121, really is kind of doing a twofold effort in the sense of actually helping those young people who actually have been trafficked and are recovering from that, and then you're also helping with raising awareness. Is that
that's exactly it. So we provide a continuum of care from assessment when a kid is first brought in, typically by law enforcement. We do assessments, we provide therapy, we do case management services, and then we also support the young people once they're successfully living back in the community with aftercare programs.
So you mentioned law enforcement, how do you get maybe clients or residents, I'm not sure how you refer to your
survivors. Clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do they find you? And then what's the typical duration of when they're with you? Do they live with you? Talk about that.
Yeah, sure. So what typically happens is law enforcement finds them. They pose as a buyer. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate in Indianapolis to have a unit that focuses on this. Mm-hmm. And so they act as a buyer, and they take the kid from the situation, and then they get routed through DCS, the court system, and then they are referred to us. So we typically do an assessment initially to find out what we can about the situation. Mm-hmm. Is the trafficker at home? Well, then obviously we're not going to let them go back home, mm-hmm. right? Or are they a flight risk? Are we worried that they're going to run back to the trafficker? Is there some reason to make sure, other than the trafficker living at home, that they shouldn't be served at home? And so we have a partnership with Lutheran Child and Family Services, mm-hmm. and they have a facility called Lutherwood that's on the east side. And we partner with them. They're an amazing partner. We're so grateful. And they have a unit there that has 11 beds that is dedicated specifically to this population, mm-hmm. being teenage. I mean, we serve boys as well, but this unit is specifically for teenage girls. And there's 11 beds.
And so it is a live-in situation?
It is.
Food and everything provided?
They go to school there. It's a lockdown facility because, we want to make sure that they're safe and they don't have an opportunity to run either. And so everything, all the services that we provide, we push into that residential facility.
And how long does someone typically live there?
You know, there's really no average, right? I mean, we work with kids who have been trafficked for a weekend. We work with kids who have been trafficked by their parents for years. So those kids have maybe abused, several times versus hundreds versus thousands of times. So there's really not an average.
And but can they stay as long as they need to stay? I mean, I guess that's the other question,
right.
You know?
If we're talking about the residential facility, I think typically it's 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
Oh, that long.
Which is still a considerable amount of time. We don't really want to put the kids in a residential facility. It's never good to, take them out of their world mm-hmm. for a long period of time. So mm-hmm. What's also great about what we do is it's very specific to the kid's situation, mm-hmm. right? So each kid has their own specific plan.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
that
makes sense.
And if they work the plan and they're doing a great job and, we're seeing really great things from them, mm-hmm. and they're looking much healthier and hopeful, then, they can get out of there sooner versus later.
Then when they leave your facility, are they put in like a foster situation? Are they adopted, or what do they do if they're underage?
Yeah, so when they leave Lutherwood, typically there's a couple things that happen. There may be some kind of transitional housing they need to go to, depending on what the parental or family situation is. Sometimes they go back home. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what the kid needs and what kind of support they have. We continue with them even when they are released from Lutherwood.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some more about raising awareness on human trafficking, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Whatever's going on, it gets me back on track.
It reminds me that no matter what happens during the day, God's got it.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley is with me in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Kelly Leeper. She is the Director of Communications and Development for the Central Indiana Ministry called Ascent 121, which is helping with raising awareness for the terrible situation of human trafficking. Well, let's talk about awareness. What is your organization doing, or what are some of the events or activities that you do to help bring about awareness of human trafficking?
Mm-hmm. So last year we did about 80 presentations to the community, and those usually happen either through churches asking us to come talk about it, corporations asking us, community organizations like the Lions and Rotary and groups of that kind of situation call and ask us to come and talk to their group, which is great because a lot of people don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, we're just talking about that at the break, you know, that people don't want to talk about this. I'm curious, have you been able to speak at the Knights of Columbus yet?
No, but there's an upcoming event that I can't talk about right now, but that will be there. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's right, good. Right. Well, there'd be another, go ahead.
Do you ever talk at schools?
We have talked at schools. Mm-hmm. Yes. But there's a lot of schools. So, right. So, yeah, we have to be careful that we don't. Awareness is a really big thing, but our focus of the work that we do, the ministry we do, is serving survivors, right?
So exactly.
It's a fine balance. We have a really small staff, so we love to do things out in the community, but we have to balance that with everything going on.
Running the show, right?
That's right.
Helping those young people.
That's right.
So now talk about a prayer journey, the prayer journey thing that you do.
Yes, so this is an experience that we've been doing for a few years now. In 2020, it's moving to a quarterly event.
Okay.
And what happens is it's an opportunity to drive through the Near East Side of Indianapolis and pray for areas that are affected by trafficking and exploitation. And so through this experience, you learn more about the child welfare system, which we kind of talked about a little bit, the juvenile justice system, and different ways that teens are drawn into trafficking.
Now, what is another thing that you're doing is called Understanding the Life Simulation. That's something new, right?
It is something new. We're offering that as we're doing that quarterly this year as well, and organizations can call and ask us to do it at their business or church or whatever.
Okay, so what is
but
that?
What it is it's a map of what this issue is. And so you learn a lot about how trafficking happens.
Okay.
And then you also learn about what Ascent 121 is doing to address this issue and how we're having impact in the community. So you're sitting with a smaller group of people around this map, and it's very interactive. And so it's a great opportunity for those people who maybe are older and don't drive anymore or need something that's stationary, or we come to them. It's an opportunity that's similar to the prayer journey, but it's more interactive and it's in a smaller group.
Okay. Well, those are really, really interesting ways to kind of share the story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how widespread is the problem? And what is the need, I guess, here in you know, central Indiana, let's say?
Well, so we have served over, we've been serving over 100 kids for the last few years.
Okay.
We served about 125 last year. We're anticipating serving more this year. The need is huge. There's always a waiting list. We can only serve as many kids as we have funding for. That's what's limiting, right? And so...
And space, right?
That's, yeah, it's all of those things. And so we are... grateful to live in a city that is wanting to talk about this more frequently. And again, I'm very grateful for you having me in to be able to talk about it. But again, this is a worldwide problem that's growing, and it being the second largest criminal enterprise in the world really tells you how prevalent it is.
Is there a way to recognize this? I mean, if you see a unusual, odd situation, maybe you're at a restaurant or a grocery store or Walmart, wherever, and you see some kind of interaction, is there between people, is there some way to recognize that this might be the case?
Yeah, so a lot of times these kids will be very quiet. They won't answer questions. They'll seem kind of very reserved and will a lot of times look at the trafficker to answer questions. You may see some kind of tattoo. That's like a barcode or a name, things, something of that kind of as ownership. You might see hotel keys, a lot of hotel keys. You will definitely see probably somebody withdrawn. And so usually what we say to people, if something doesn't seem right, it probably maybe isn't right for one reason or another. Maybe it's not a trafficking situation. But what we always tell people is call 911, call the National Trafficking Hotline. You can do that anonymously if you're worried. We don't ever want anybody walking up to a situation that could be dangerous for the person. It could be dangerous also for the teen that might be in this situation. So
if you see
if you do that, and call 911, for example. Is it likely that a police officer might be dispatched to talk to these people?
Yeah, it could be, depending on what kind of information you're sharing. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you call 911 and or the human trafficking hotline, right?
National trafficking hotline.
Yes. Okay. Now, what about volunteers?
How, we need lots of them.
Bridget, or financial support. Tell us what your needs are.
Yes. Well, of course, the biggest need, as it is for all nonprofits, is funding. Right. So, about 50% of our budget is covered by billable services. Through the state and federal programs, and then we have to raise the other 50%. So that comes from wonderful individuals. It comes from church partners, corporate partners. We also apply for a lot of grants, and that's how we raise the other 50%. But yes, we always have a need for volunteers as well. We have our Build Beyond conference coming up on May 14th and 15th, where we need a lot of volunteers to be able to carry that off and do a good job.
What are some of the volunteer jobs? You know, if someone's listening, okay, I want to volunteer, but what do you need? Like, I mean, what skill sets?
Yeah, so really anything. Greeting, directing people, checking people in, helping with snacks, setting up the room, cleaning up, all those sorts of things.
What is that? What is that event?
That conference is a conference that is for clinical people that work with this population, or somebody who's looking to learn more and get engaged and want a deeper knowledge of how this happens. And so we typically usually have around 150 people that attend the event, and they come from all over, mainly the Midwest. But it's a really great opportunity for people to learn more, and you can get CEUs. So check out our website for that if you're interested. We have early bird pricing right now, which is always great. So
why don't you go ahead and give your website since you mentioned it?
Sure. It's www.ascent121.org.
So what's the best way to become educated on this topic if you're listening to the show, or what, you know, how can you get involved in terms of helping with this problem?
Sure. So, there's multiple ways, but obviously learning a lot about this is important. Getting back to a little bit about our volunteers, we also need office help. We need people presenting in the community. We need people working at tables. And so that's a really good way to learn more about what we do and this topic in general. What was the other question you asked?
Let me ask you this. On your webpage, is there... do you have like educational resources
we
there?
We do.
So if people go
to
your
learning page, yes.
Okay. So people can go there and learn about it. But then in terms of really helping out, get in touch with, you know, Ascent 121 and then volunteer.
Yes.
Financial contributions.
Yes. Become aware. We've got an upcoming events page that people can take a look at that and see what's upcoming. And again, always reach out. We are, if you're interested in this topic and you have a talent that you'd like to use, we will find a way to plug you in.
So how many volunteers would you say you need or you have or what's, I mean?
Oh gosh, you mean like for the event or you
well,
mean just in general?
Well, just in general, like what's your volunteer core if you were fully full?
I mean, I don't think we're ever full. We always need more. We always need more people. But we have probably a group of, I would say, 20-ish or so that are pretty regular.
Okay.
But we need to grow that. And we there's lots of opportunities. So.
Okay, now talk quickly again about this event on January 30th, the Ring of Silence movie.
Sure. So it's the indie premiere of this movie, Ring of Silence. It is about a teenage girl who falls in love with a charming stranger, and they develop a relationship, and that quickly turns and goes south into a totally different situation where she gets sucked into trafficking. So that's January 30th from 6 to 8 at St. Luke's United Methodist Church.
Is that film going to be available to other parishes or other organizations if they would want to show that exact film?
So we had to purchase the rights to show that movie that day. And so anybody who would be interested, I'd be happy to share that information on how they could also obtain the movie.
Any parting words in terms of, you know, encouraging people to get involved in this?
Yeah, I would just say thank you for listening. Thank you for having me today to talk about this topic. Please check out our website. There's so much information there in terms of learning more about this topic, learning about events in the community, ways that you can volunteer, and we're just grateful to have this platform to be able to share our mission.
And if you could give that webpage one more time, Kelly?
Sure, www.ascent, ASCENT121.org.
Kelly Leeper, the Director of Communications and Development, talking here about raising awareness on human trafficking from Ascent 121. Thanks so much for being with us. God bless you. We'll be praying for your ministry.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.